Hello everyone, I'm Yon.
And I'm Dell.
And this is Literally Literacy Podcast. Hello bro, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I just take a shower and the weather is good too. How about you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, the weather is nice. Yeah, it was drizzling before, but now it's finished, so it's fine. The weather is fine, which is really kind of cold. Yeah, it's good cold. It's perfectly fine for recording a podcast, and yeah, I'm good, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a long time since our last episode, and I guess what are we going to talk about today, Yon?
Well, today we're gonna talk about, you know, there are a lot of courses, you know, a lot of people talking about, you know, fluent and 30 days, 3 months, and yeah, fluent as fast as possible.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So tonight or today. Yeah, whatever you are listening to, whatever it is, whether it's morning, afternoon, I'm blaming. Yeah, so we're gonna bring the evidence, you know, from the second language research, the second language acquisition research. So we're gonna bring that how to really effectively learn the language. So yeah, that's the topic tonight.
Okay, I see. So yeah, speaking about that courses before, like it sounds like it is too good to be true. And in most cases, when it is too good to be true, then
yeah,
it is too good to be true.
Yeah, and a lot of people fall into that trap. Yeah,
and so that's the things that they do to.
So, anyway, do you think that you can learn, like, the language fluently in 60 days or 3 months? Do you think so?
Not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
Yeah, because, I don't know, like, these courses, maybe you could speak. You could speak in a very basic English, maybe, yes, but I don't think you could acquire the language. You don't have the language, you just saying things that you remember.
Yeah, I think it helps you to some extent.
Yeah, in beginner level maybe.
Yeah, and then when someone asks you something that is a bit complicated and you can't answer it.
Yeah, because when it's not like introduction or greetings.
Yeah, it's kind of, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. And how are you? Yeah, that's kind of thing, you know?
the drill, you know?
Yeah, the
same goes for like the application that you get on your phone or your computer, like the language learning application. They are not bad, but I don't know, mostly they are just glorified drilling.
Yeah.
That's they just
like boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In certain level they may help you, but when you get into the language more and more, I don't think they are effective for language learning. You need to do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And research said research stated that too.
Yeah.
You need more than just one source of learning. In fact, there is many factors that could, you could factor in when you learn a language. What do you think, Yon?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, you've said it. A lot of apps, but I'm skeptical about that app. I never use the app that just focus on, you know.
Yeah.
Give you which one is the father, and then, you know, they give you a picture and some kind of words and you have to choose. Yeah, you have to choose one. Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big fan of that kind of app. So, yeah, we're gonna bring. We have done. Yeah, a little bit of research. We've done that. So we're gonna bring. Yeah, how to really acquire slash learn the language. Acquire the language. So there are five things. Is it correct? Five?
Right? Yes. Five.
Yeah. Five things that you need to have and you need to do. So what is that, bro?
So yeah. So the very first thing, like maybe if you listen to our podcast before, we say, oh, when the first time you learn a language, all you have to do is learning and reading. Because why? That's what you do when you was born. Basically, since you was born, maybe since when you are still in the womb, that's what you do. You listen. You listen, and when the time come when you could read, you read. That's what you do first. So that's how we naturally acquire a language as a kid. So I guess the very first thing, maybe, that we need, that you need to focus on, is getting as much input as possible, but not just much input, but a good input, an input that you could understand.
I mean, I'm gonna add, like, we said that they, you know, there were five. So the first one is input. The second one is, this is the thing that we're gonna talk.
Yes.
So the second one is noticing, and the third one is frequency.
Yes.
And the fourth one is social interaction. And the fifth one, motivation. So yeah, we're gonna discuss these five things. So my brother here, brother from another mother, has discussed about input, and then we have discussed input in the previous episode. So yeah, basically input is the language that you get from listening and reading. So yeah, the first thing, input, massive, comprehensible, and compelling. So it need to be a lot, listen a lot, reading a lot, and it needs to be comprehensible.
You have to understand it.
Yeah. And then compelling. Why? Because compelling means interesting.
Yeah.
So if the input is not interesting, then you're not gonna enjoy doing it.
Like reading.
Yeah.
If you just force yourself to read, then it won't be effective. So the same goes with learning a language.
Yeah. You know, I've got a magazine here, but I couldn't find it. So but the point is that, yeah, if you are a beginner, if just a new learning the language, don't read a magazine. You're not gonna understand it, and it's not compelling. The language is a bit, you know, above your level.
Yeah.
So read something that is easy, right?
Yeah. And when we say massive, it doesn't mean that you have to read something very long. Yeah. No, you could just read a short story, but a lot of them. one short story, maybe you could read just a paragraph, but you do continue to do it time by time, because you know, like 3 months is not enough. You need more time. It takes time for you to even just beginning to understand what you listen or what you read, because as you know, it is not easy, but it is not impossible either.
Yeah, because why do you need input? Well, it's simple. It's because when you read or listen to something that is comprehensible, then that input is stored in the part of your brain responsible for language. So the more comprehensible input you get, the more they're stored, and the more your brain can transform them, I mean, into mm-hmm. new sentences. So, for example, so if you give your brain these inputs, for example, I like reading, and then I like eating with my family, and reading is relaxing. And your brain is going to be able to produce, like, for example, eating with my family is relaxing.
Yeah, cool.
Or at once, I like eating with my family because it's relaxing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't have to know, like, this is the subject and blah, 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 the grammar. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Input. And then your brain is going to make the connection between those input. And
yes.
then you're going to be able to produce the language.
Yeah. In very beginner level, don't really worry about things like grammar.
Yeah.
No. It is not that you don't learn them at all. No, just at first, don't worry about that first.
Yeah.
Maybe after you could understand, let's say maybe when you could understand your basic, your easy book, like 50% or more, maybe there, that's the time where you... Maybe a little bit you could learn the grammar. And learning the grammar, I don't mean learning the grammar like what you got in school, like formula things. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that's not what I mean.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, I'm going to share my kind of experience a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, we talk about, beginner level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good if you enroll in English classes.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to teach you the basics. So you need to know the basics, some words, some simple mm-hmm. words like I like reading and I'm beautiful, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Like not I sad, not I beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of basics. And then from that kind of, level... So you have to get supplement reading and listening, listen,
yeah.
so that.
Yeah, because, you know, you need, by reading and listening, maybe you could develop this kind of feeling, like when you read something that is wrong, because you feel like, I never read this before. Like when you see on an exam, let's say, you read something and you say, I don't think this is right. Maybe this is one. Yeah, this is the one that is right because it's familiar. It feels familiar. So yeah, the next thing that you have to do after you take a lot of input, you have to notice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, it's not like the next thing. It's kind of it goes
happen,
like
yeah
yeah simultaneously the
when
same
I say
thing.
I mean, after
I know what you mean
yeah
because we try to get the order noticing, but when it comes to practical it
happens the same consequently
thing. Yeah because when you uh-huh. get the input you have to notice it
and so when you listen you're gonna acknowledge that this is how the sentence is structured.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how people ask question.
Yeah.
Oh, this is when people answer question. So you have to notice that, acknowledge that, and when trying to understand this, you please, I beg you to not just using the kind of pattern or formula that they give you on school, but try to understand why are you using certain, like just say tenses, why we are doing that, why, what is to be, why is why is there is have to be something that called to be, why is there have to be am in I am beautiful, why can't you just say I beautiful. Yeah, there's things like that, isn't it, Yon?
Yeah, exactly. bro, I mean, yeah, you talk about grammar, right? So I'm just gonna like jump into it. So grammar rules don't dictate how English should be spoken. It's just kind of it tries to describe the English. It's not there to kind of prescribe.
Yeah.
This is how the language should be spoken, that kind of stuff. So yeah. And by doing the reading and listening, it's not enough. So input alone is not enough. You need to notice the language features in the input. Because why? A lot of people, yeah, I read a lot, but you just like kind of read. Like, you know, I can just read a book, like 10 minutes, just read without knowing nothing.
Yeah, without but getting anything.
What we mean by reading and listening, you have to kind of engage with those input. You notice, this is the features that I've learned in schools, in whatever it is.
Yeah, and you also actively try to get the message. That's the text that you are trying to learn. You try to understand them, not just reading them.
Yeah,
just for the sake of reading.
Yeah, because there are a lot of things I would say that you have to notice by yourself. Like for example, you know, you can't, you know, like shoe and shoes, and jeans. If you say jean singular, it's gonna be it's gonna be like just like
half.
Yeah, half of the jean.
Yeah.
Because, and then the pronunciation and singular and plural, you know, like foot, feet, not all of them, you have to add like S or ES.
You know.
So, yeah, notice everything, the pronunciation and the grammar, and try to understand the context.
Yes, because that's what really important in understanding the text. You need context. So a certain sentence or words could mean different thing in different contexts. So you have to learn and to get the context behind what you read, what you listen to. And of course, for doing this, you also need to notice the stress of the word, because you want to know what is the important part of, like, let's say, quote unquote, the important part of the sentence, so you don't have to like listen and think about everything. Just pick the important part for you to like trying to comprehend.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to English, I would say, don't trust your eyes, but trust your ear, because the way English is written, it's so different when it comes to, you know, speaking or English is spoken. So for example, pronunciation, this is how I say it, like I stress every words, like for example, they are going to the theater on Thursday. So that's the written English. But when it comes to spoken English, they're going to the theater on Thursday. So there are some parts of the sentence that is, we call unstressed, meaning that it's, you're not gonna hear it clearly. Like they're going, so like it's kind of small. But there are some parts of the sentence that is stressed. So they going theater Thursday, that's the stress. So they're going to the theater on Thursday,
that's the important part. So who are doing what? What are they doing? They are going going where?
The
theater. When? Thursday. Sunday. Thursday. So that's how stress work on a sentence.
You
stress the important part.
Notice that, bro.
But it will come naturally as you progress in your learning. If you get the good input and you notice it.
Yeah. I want to add something here. It's a hard bit to understand, to notice. I mean,
yeah.
But a few tips. If you learn pronunciation from the very beginning, it's gonna be a huge help. You're gonna understand the language better, because if you learn pronunciation, it's gonna help you to notice that kind of stress, unstress, some sounds,
yeah, just
kind of stuff.
Just like the grammar, pronunciation is also like the base, the foundation of the language. That's where you start. That's where everything starts.
Yeah.
So yeah, because you know, by doing this, by practicing this pronunciation, by knowing how to produce them, you could also notice, you could listen better, because you know, oh, that sounds in this, oh, that's is this. You could differentiate certain words for other words because they sounds different. Like you could say laugh and love are different.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you. No, I love you. That's different.
Yeah. It's different different vowels and different consonants as well.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, if you can, try to learn pronunciation from the very beginning.
Very beginning.
Yeah. And yeah, we move on to the third
aspect.
Yeah, aspect. What is that there?
So the next one, because I said before, you can't do this like just once, or you could do this in a short time. So
yeah,
what you need to do is do it again and again. So the next point is frequency,
yeah,
like how much you do that. So
yeah,
like how often do you need to listen, you think, to learn language?
Personally, bro, I don't know. I mean, I listen to English every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I listen to English more than my language, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen, but mostly when I, you know, when I'm commuting, you know, like when I go to university and it's quite a long,
It's far away.
Yeah, it's far away from my home. So I'm gonna put, my headset and just listen to podcasts or radio, whatever it is that I can grab my my hands on. So yeah, how often?
Very often.
What is the word? Like very often above that.
Really,
really, really, really, really often. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it like every day, because
yeah,
for us, even us, to achieve this level, to be able to make this podcast, it is not just 3 months. We learn language, I don't know, since for years and years.
Yeah.
And for me, I think I actively learn English is for, I think, like 5 years actively, and passively from school, maybe it's since second or third grade. And that's long as I need to be able like talk right now. It is not even a native level yet, but even to just to get into this level, you need to listen, to practice again and again.
Yeah.
And even so, there is things that I don't understand. There's still things that I don't understand, and you know, that's why pronunciation is important, because you have to fix your pronunciation, because by knowing it, by knowing how to produce it, you also, as I said before, you know how to notice it. So now you could understand more. Your learning experience will be more efficient. What do you think?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I mean, Yeah, let me give you a story.
Oh, I love story.
Yeah, you know, I'm a teacher, and you know, a lot of my students, when it comes to listening, you know, they complain a lot. I can't understand this. It's so hard. And how could I possibly like understand this really fast English? You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back to your point. That is why pronunciation plays a huge role. So you're gonna be able to understand that kind of small bit of the language, the stress, and yeah, well, like the previous example, they're going. What was my example? They're thinking about going to the theater on Thursday. Like another example. How are you doing? So you're gonna. It's just from how are you doing. It's gonna like how are you doing. Like for this is a very common. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So it's very it's kind of very tricky and kind of advanced. So learn the pronunciation and you're gonna be able to notice that it's gonna help you. And yeah, listen, read and notice a bit of the language and combine it with frequency. You have to read every day and listen every day. But yeah, so, another thing, bro.
But
it's easy. Yeah, I mean, reading is hard. You know, you have to actively look at the book.
Yeah.
Or you know, like audio book.
Yeah,
you have to or your phone. You have to like look at it, like yeah. But if you want something that is easy, just listen. Mm-hmm. When you do something like gardening, cooking, whatever it is, listen to it. And then yeah, your brain is gonna pick up the listening.
Yeah, because when reading, you really need to take a full attention to what you read.
Yeah.
And when you're reading, it is easier and you could do it, maybe not as effective, but you could do it while doing something else. And yeah, that's a really good recommendation or suggestion, I think. You could just listen to podcasts or audiobooks. There are a lot of that things now, especially on the internet, especially on your smartphone. Everyone has smartphone now.
So yeah.
Almost everyone has a smartphone now. So yeah, accessing material, getting input is easier than ever right now. So, but getting it from the internet passively, I don't think that's enough. You know, you also need to be when you are ready, you also need to do an interaction. You need to produce the language yourself after you listen a lot, after you read a lot. Maybe try to speak, let's say, with your friend. Also, maybe you have friend that also like love English, or maybe you could find like maybe in game, if you like game, like the chat in game, the server chat in game, as usually it's in English, or maybe you'll find another thing. Or how about Eon? How do you start yourself? To interact with someone else in English before?
That's a good question. I'm gonna be sharing a story again.
Yeah, you got a lot of story.
I mean, when I first learned English, yeah, I listen a lot, but mostly passively listen to a podcast. So back then I did gardening a lot. every morning, and especially on Sunday. So that's the time when I listen to English.
Yeah.
So even though I don't understand a thing, I just listen. And believe me, at least you're gonna spot like a word that you have, you know, you have known.
Yeah,
at least
there's
a single word. You're not gonna, I think it's kind of, yeah, you're gonna at least understand like a word, but don't give up. Because that's how I learned. Listen, and also don't force yourself to produce the output if you're not ready.
Yeah, that's why I said when you are ready,
you
could start the producing language. But first, if you don't think that you could, stay on listening, stay on reading.
Because I think it was in the fourth semester when I feel when I felt like a gradual improvement. I felt at that time I just kind of did it, the speaking.
Yeah. Just click. You
know, yeah. Just I don't know where the words come from. Just kind of
it's magical.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because of the listening and the reading.
The same goes with me. Like before, I couldn't really speak like this. I couldn't really like write good. But back then, I think it's from my very first semester in university. Me and my friends in these groups, we said, hey, we need to start using English in this group and when we meet or something, because we don't have any other place to do this. When we do it with there's no one else. So yeah, me and my friends in that group in the very first time we just like chat, and then we start to talk in English when we meet. Let's say at cafe or at the class, and start from there. I don't know when it really clicked, and then I could speak like now. Maybe it's not really that fluent. I'm still stuttering, but at least I could confidently say that I'm better than some of my friends that do not do this, that do not do the interaction, that just passively listening. They don't even want to talk in English in an English class and in a discussion about teaching English. They don't wanna use English. They feel like they are forced to use English, and that's ridiculous. It's not that I always try to use English whenever possible, because we are not a second language. We don't have second language here. We only have
English language.
It is a foreign language for us. So I try to interact with my friend that also use English every time, every day I could. Actually, because you know I'm a little bit of a gamer, you know. So yeah, like I say before, when you're chatting in games, you're mainly gonna meet like people from somewhere else. I have friend in Czech. I have friend in Malaysia. A game friend, online friend, and there's where I very. I think that my very first interaction, even though it's not like speaking, it's just a text. That's my first interaction. Using English, even though back then my English is too broken, but at least I am trying. And I think you should find something like that, where you could interact with others in English, maybe, and make a group, maybe with your close friend. Maybe you find a group in, let's say, in WhatsApp or Line. There's a thing called open chat in Line where you could find community, and I think there is a community where you could speak and text in English, or maybe just find apps. There's a lot of apps that you could find for to interact. And right now well, what are you doing? How do you interact with your friend in English right now, other than this podcast?
I use this app called Fondi.
Oh, yeah, the one that you recommend to me.
Yeah, so it's a good app. I really recommend it, actually, because I've been using it for 5 or 6 months. It's really great. So the concept is that, yeah, you know, it's for language learners. So you're going to meet a lot of English language learners from India, Malaysia, you know, all over the world. And then, yeah, you talk with them in English and you share something from your country, you know, whatever that you want to share. It's a great platform. I really recommend it. But I want to add something here that if you can, try to communicate with someone who has a fairly good level of English. Because when you speak with someone who has, you know, like a good level of English, it's going to help you to kind of pick up the language.
Ah, yes.
Because if you pick up the wrong thing... You're going to use that wrong thing. Like, for example, a lot of students say, how are you today? So-so.
Yeah.
So-so. I've been searching about this so-so. I've never listened on YouTube, movies, whatever, podcasts.
Yeah, no one uses it.
So no one uses it. And so I was wondering, where does it come from? So, yeah, try to communicate with someone. So you're going to pick at least like the appropriate language, you know, not the wrong one. Because a lot of low-level learners, they're going to speak like broken English. But it doesn't mean that, what is your level? I'm a beginner. Oh, I'm not gonna talk with you. It's not like that. I'm not saying that. Oh, don't talk with someone who is a beginner. No. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Yeah.
Try to communicate with someone with a very good English.
Yeah.
And I think people with good English, people, let's say native or people that learn a lot in English, they're not going to mock you because you make a mistake.
No, because they've been there.
Yeah, they've been there.
Yeah.
What they did, maybe they, that's not right. This is what you should do.
And also, if you made mistakes, and it has to be in your attitude. So, I believe that if someone correct me, I'm not going to be angry.
Yeah.
Because mistakes, you learn from mistakes. So if, you know, your friends say to you, oh, you get it wrong, this, receive it with like a big heart.
Yes.
Don't get mad.
Yeah. As long as it is a constructive criticism, they care enough to fix your English.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
they care enough that they want you to improve your English.
Because they don't want you to make the same mistakes.
Yeah,
and you know, some people, it's gonna, you know, some people are going to mock you because of your mistakes.
Yeah,
so it's a good thing that your lovely friends helping you with your mistakes. So don't get mad. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe you're gonna feel bad, maybe a bit. But that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal. Just
that's learning.
That's what you do when you learn. You make mistake.
Yeah,
and of course, to do a lot of these things.
Yeah,
you need to have a motivation.
Yeah,
you need to have a goal, because why? When you have no goals, you have no motivation, then Why are you learning? There's no point in learning if you don't have like any goals. And because, you know, at least when you're starting, just set a small goal first, maybe. They say this story is good. I want to know what this story about. maybe something like that. Or, oh, they say, maybe after that, when and you're in the intermediate level, you're going to say, oh, they say this movie is good. I want to understand what the movie is about. That's kind of motivation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, I mean, no motivation, no learning. Why? Because that is one of the reasons why we put motivation at the end. It doesn't mean that it's least important.
Yeah.
But in order to do the input, noticing, frequency, and social interaction, you need a huge motivation, high motivation.
Yeah.
So, because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have been talking about, yeah, learn, listen, and then blah, 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 blah. You're gonna be able to speak. And maybe some of you are thinking that, yeah, okay, I'm going to be listening and reading for 12 hours nonstop, and then I'm going to be able to speak the other day. No, that's not gonna work. That's not how your brain works. It takes time, patience, you need a lot of input.
Uh-huh.
And that is why, because it takes time and patience, you need a huge motivation. And that is why your input is, your input has to be compelling, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not interesting, you're not gonna be motivated to do that. Yeah. You know,
you have to, because in all this is that's the basic human need. You need a goal every day.
Yeah,
you need to do something to achieve.
Yeah,
and that's why when set a small goal, but also set a huge goal. Like the small goal is for your mental, so you could feel the sense of achievement every day. But the big, the huge goal is for you for the long term. So what you want to achieve, maybe like years ahead. Like maybe you want to study abroad, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to work outside. And let's say you want to be international YouTubers.
Yeah, yeah.
You need English for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, whatever your motivation, find it. And that make that the fuel that drive you to learn English, to do this hard work to learn English.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, yeah, a lot of people, they give up because they've never felt the sense of achievement that you've said before. Because, yeah, when you feel a sense of achievement, so it's gonna spark more motivation. For example, so we start with small goal, like you said. So okay, I have to understand this 20 pages story, for example. So yeah, when you have finished and you understand it, you're gonna feel, oh yeah, I can understand it, I can do this. Then because of that, you're gonna have more motivation. You're gonna, I can do more. Yeah, I think I can understand. I'm ready to go with a novel. Yeah.
Oh, I could do this. Yeah. Because that feeling is really, really important. Because when you don't have that, that's what gonna make you feel like you don't progress, because you don't have like these small goals, small happiness every day. So yeah.
So yeah, I think yeah. I mean, yeah, let's sum up.
Mm-hmm.
So input, second one, noticing.
Yes.
Try to notice the bit of language.
The feature of the language.
Yeah, the features, the grammar, everything, pronunciation, stress, and yeah. And then frequency. Do it again and again and again and again, yeah. Again, 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 again. Yeah, a lot of again. Yeah. And then next, social interaction. But this one, don't force yourself. to kind of speak.
Just do it when you're ready.
Yeah, do it when you're ready. Especially, yeah, get a lot of input, and then eventually you're going to be ready to produce the output.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the most important one is motivation. So, yeah, I mean, try to be creative with mm-hmm. the input. Find something that is interesting for you, because yeah, it's gonna be diverse for everyone. Like for me, I love technology, I love cooking, and I love exercise, and I love education. So most of my input is gonna be around that kind of area.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, and that's all.
Yeah. So yeah, no matter what your interest is, the thing is to get a massive input.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, you'll be astounded by how well your English has become. Because, I've just got my result. I've got C1. And then...
Yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah. And then I didn't do, like, kind of any preparation. Just went there, did the exam, and boom, got the result.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just because listening and reading. Believe me. Just do this. Try a bit pronunciation, and do a little bit writing, the words, sentences. Yeah, do everything that we have said.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you're going to be amazed and astounded, and a lot of people are going to be like, how did you do that?
The same goes with, like, let's say IELTS and TOEFL.
Yeah.
You don't have to specifically practice for the exam. Just learn English every day.
Yeah, because if your level is there,
uh-huh.
yeah, your results.
Then you'll be there. Yeah. It's a test. It's to measure how high is your English knowledge.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I don't understand, like, the culture.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why do you want to learn English? Because I want to pass the TOEFL exam. Like, what? And yeah, when are you going to take the exam next week? You think that a week is going to be enough for you to acquire the language? Maybe you're going to be able to get like 400 and perhaps like 600, but man, you're not going to be able to speak the language.
Yeah. Believe me. It's just you could do the exam maybe, but you couldn't.
The exam is for the exam.
You couldn't produce the language. Yes. So yes, I think that's pretty much what we are going to talk about today. And before we end this, I would like again to thank you, to thank everyone that are listening to this podcast, and we are appreciative of all your comments and suggestions. And if you have one, you could reach us on our social media. We have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have you could also send us a voice note in anchor.fm. You could also send us an email. Our contacts is easily available. And also, maybe for everyone out there, so stay safe and stay home. If you can't stay home, then please, when you go outside, keep your distance and wear your mask, wash your hands. And I think that's it for this episode, I guess. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, that's all for me. Yeah, goodbye everyone, and until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.